VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Russia and Hong Kong have closed some border crossings with mainland China over fears of contracting the deadly coronavirus, which has killed more than 100 people in China. Infections have been found in more than a dozen countries. Joe Davies reports.
Checkpoints now surround China's lockdown area, home to nearly 60 million people, and the epicenter of the coronavirus's rising global health concerns. Every driver and passenger that passes in and out of Hubei province here is tested. Anyone found with a high temperature is told to go to a hospital immediately. Three Russian regions have now closed their borders with China, and Hong Kong has suspended its high-speed rail and ferry services to the mainland. Leader Carrie Lam urged all residents of the city currently on the mainland to return as soon as possible and stay home for 2 weeks, telling that everyone at her news conference was wearing a protective mask, including the leader herself. In Japan, the government is sending a chartered flight to Wuhan to evacuate its citizens. France, the US, Germany and Spain are among other countries doing the same.
That was Joe Davies reporting. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced Wednesday the Australian government is moving to evacuate its citizens from Wuhan as a result of the deadly virus.
We have taken a decision this morning to prepare a plan for an operation to provide some assisted departures for isolated and vulnerable Australians in Wuhan in the Hubei province. This will be done subject, obviously, to working closely and with the authority and approval of the Chinese government.
There are currently five cases of the new virus in Australia, and the country's chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, said they are all in stable condition. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Senate will spend Wednesday asking their questions about the issues involved in the impeachment of President Donald Trump. After spending parts of 6 days listening to a group of lawmakers from the House of Representatives make a case for convicting the president and his lawyers arguing he did nothing wrong, the AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Danger, danger, danger.
Jay Sekulow says kicking the president out on these charges would set a horrible precedent, saying Democrats want him gone only because they don't like his policies. He's also swiping at former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose unpublished book is said to contradict a key defense argument. He writes the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
It is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts.
Bolton has offered to testify, but Republicans are resisting calling him or other witnesses. Some senators back issuing a subpoena for the manuscript so they can see it for themselves, but only in a secure room, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls absurd.
It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump unveiled his long-awaited plan for peace in the Middle East Tuesday, but it has already been rejected by Palestinian leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides.
President Trump at a White House ceremony surrounded by Israeli and Christian leaders, but no Palestinian officials, unveiled his vision of Israel annexing its settlements in the occupied territory, keeping most of Jerusalem and allowing a Palestinian capital in the outskirts of East Jerusalem.
A realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security.
While the Israeli prime minister was ecstatic, there were protests in the West Bank, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said 1,000 no's to the proposal, calling it nonsense. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents attacked a police post in the northern part of the country, killing at least 13 policemen, including the post commander, on Tuesday. A local official told VOA the insurgents raided the police post with the help of a suspected Taliban infiltrator. A provincial police spokesman also confirmed to VOA both sides suffered heavy casualties in ensuing clashes, but he did not provide any number for police losses. And there have been several aftershocks since Tuesday's powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck the Caribbean Sea between Jamaica and eastern Cuba. The quake did briefly trigger a tsunami warning, which was later canceled. There was no serious damage or casualties. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. So relax, because I'm going to take you around the continent on disc. That I told you on Monday that a continuation of my interview with Nasu Fofana will be today. So later on, we'll be talking about sexual violence on the show. So stay close and don't go away. But let's start off with some music from Sierra Leone with MJ featuring Greasy Lick called King Jimmy. And right after that, Role Muntu, the sound of Miwe from Cote d'Ivoire, and Ofit Show by Sakodi featuring Prince Bright of Ghana. But King Jimmy with Drizzy Leak and MJ from Sierra Leone.
Are you ready now? Okay, let's go.
You making my mouth speak in tongue. You making my head a dum-dum. For you, I go shake me bum-bum. Bum-bum. Ah, I love you like I love you bum-bum.
And the fets bambunga. I call at the corner, I say, yeah, look cuter. Take all make you done with hunger. You fine, but what you been fool, you cuter. I can't go Usana in level. I pull another football team. Usana day in level. They say the devil where you sabi better pass the angel where you know sabi. But who the one for last with the devil? It is sweet to get ass. But if you're able pull and you aid, even if you feed to get ass. So money you sweet, so the don't sign no more. Me they do until you feel and now you ask. Yeah, me heart for a start. Now allow me for to go. Anything come up like you own. Let me go inside the sea. Mommy, waterfall for me when I queen. Nobody know they take over you throne. Now you own.
You make this thing that suits me, buddy. Oh, oh. My mouth big in tongue. You making my head a dum-dum. For you I go shake me bum-bum. Bum-bum. Ah, I love you like I love you bum-bum.
Lemon to lemon. Now, what all me kwami abobla kuwa woro woro do mole asiki so nuku na kana kana ka baba yi wa si abudu abrobia star doctor kukumele oh bawa ketabla oh bawa nyumba bla gazu bati awiye ya gazu bati awiye ya gazu bati awiye ya gazu bati awiye ya
roule muto roule
muto muto sai mama
I'm a gun, I'm a fin, I'm a gun, I'm a fin, I'm a job, 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 I'm a fin Night Show, The Sound of Sakodi featuring Prince Bright of Ghana, and right before that, Role Muntu by Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire, and King Jimmy by MJ and Drizzy Leake of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. Later on, a continuation of my interview with Nasu Fofana from Sierra Leone, and today we talk sexual violence. So stay close and don't go away. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Van Der Heer.
Welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. More music coming your way. Gutuja, The Sound of Rima Namakula, and B2C from Uganda. And right after that, My World by DJ Neptune featuring Malik of Nigeria, and Superwoman by Chris Moon of South Sudan. But it's Gutuja right now, Rima Namakula, and B2C of Uganda. Coming up strong.
Calling your phone, that's any time. What's your mind?
Good to jack, what's happy, baby? I'm a team, I go. Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Records.
Legendary, legendary, yo, yo, yo.
Greatness.
Very bond this one.
One time.
Whoa, oh. Very bond this one. Da, da.
Two time.
DJ Neptune. Baby, come, let me take you to my world. Cause I got a lot of love. Show ya. Baby, come, let me take you in my world. Yeah. Cause I got a lot of love. Show ya. One time you say I need ya. Yeah. Oh, I need ya. One time you say I need ya. Baby. Oh, my lead ya. Yeah. Wanna tell you say I need ya. Oh, I need ya. Wanna tell you say I need ya. Yeah, I need ya. Baby girl, you be blessing. When I'm sick, you my medicine. I owe it. You know what I invest in. Anything, anything for you, babe. That's I got out too much. You say you know they find love, yeah. Well, let me change your mind, cause you're mine, man. Let me take you away. Say I want you, I only want you, only want you. Yeah. Baby, come, let me take you to my world. Ooh, I got a lot of love, show ya. Baby, come, let me take you in my world. Yeah, cause I got a lot of love, show ya. One time you say I need ya, yeah, oh I need ya. One time you say I need ya. Say I want you, I only want you, only want you. Baby, come, let me take you to my world. Ooh, I got a lot of love, show ya. Baby, come, let me take you in my world. Yeah, cause I got a lot of love, show ya, show ya.
DJ Neptune,
Very Bondies, legendary.
Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
The lyrics could be French, English, Swahili, Bantu, or Arabic.
But it's the beat that counts.
Join host David Vandy weekdays for 1 hour of the best African music and exclusive interviews with music stars from the continent on the African beat at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
And if you have any comments about the show, contact us via email at africanbeat@voanews.com.
Girl, I wanna take you around the world. Yeah, Chris Moon, baby. Lina Stitches. Where you coming from, my superwoman? I wonder which part of this world that you came from. You got a nicer looking body, original woman. I wanna call you my lady, my classic tell me, what does it really take to know you, lady? How long does it will take to get close to you, my African baby, my beautiful baby, my African woman? African baby, yo. You're my African lady, yo. I'm so in love with you. Superwoman, woman. Girl, I'm in love with you. Superwoman, woman. Na kudoniri manyari nyadunya na langu san bondi bondi kweni na lumundi mini kaje na kudoto na kudoto michone kweni anakande rinti baby, could you be my number one? Be your number one African girl, my beautiful lady, my African baby, my superwoman. Hey. It's your boy Chris Monte. You're my African baby, yo. You're my African lady, yo.
Woman, Chris Moon, right before that, My World by DJ Neptune featuring Malik, four from Nigeria. And at the top was Gutuja by Rima Namakula and B2C of Uganda. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away, my guest Nansu Fofana will be right here. Remember, she talked about women in politics on Monday, and today she's talking about sexual violence in Sierra Leone. So stay close and don't go away.
You're listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Wow, now let's go on with music. And right after this, my guest will be here and we'll be talking. Remember, it's a continuation of that interview, okay? Today, it's sexual violence. But Wonder Marvelously is the track we're going to take to remember the late Millicent Rhodes, who passed away last year. And this is a wonderful song, and I just want you all to remember her. Velocity, the sound of the late Millicent Rhodes, and this is the African Beat on The Voice of America. Okay, now we are going straight to our guest, Nancy Fofana, who will tell us the role she played or she has been playing or still playing to help stop the culture of rape in Sierra Leone. Lady Nancy, I know that you have a lot of things that you do, a lot of things that you advocate for, and also you try to help, or you've been helping women or girls that have been sexually abused, and you have an organization that you are using to help these ladies. So let's talk about that a little bit. What's the name of your organization?
So it's actually, I would say it's not an organization. It's really me, my platform.
Okay.
So it's called Nasu Fofana 50th Speaker Series, because I just glamorously turned 50 last year.
Oh, God, I heard about that. I said, God, Nasu turned 50.
Yes. Yeah, so,
then something is going on.
Well, you know, so I
Anyway, welcome to the school.
I know, right? It's a beautiful school. My goodness, I love it. I'm enjoying it. So, and I wanted to really see for myself, what could I do, for, you know, during this particular year, okay, as I move into this beautiful decade. And I decided that I'll do the 50th Speaker Series. And why did I want to do that? You know, again, like we were talking about politics, it's very easy to stand from the outside and speak about sexual violence. It's a whole different issue when you speak about sexual violence as a survivor. I was raped by my reverend at 15, and I was also raped by my uncle at 16. So that experience, and I'm not talking about one incident, you know how, you know, these things happen. So it happened, and I first broke my silence on that issue in 2016, but I didn't name the person. Okay. I went through quite a lot of trauma in my head trying to find, I know where my uncle is, okay, but I didn't know where this reverend was.
This reverend was.
Yes. And so it was, you know, it wasn't planned when I actually first spoke about that. It was the former president had decided not to sign the safe abortion law, and the with pressure from the Interreligious Council. So they were in Parliament holding some other meeting. So we showed up there with the 50-50 women's group, mm-hmm. and we were out there, and in the process, you know, one of the your brother asked me and interviewed me. Umaru interviewed me.
Umaru Fofana.
And I just said it, you know. And he said, "Why are you here?" I said, "Well, because, you know, I hate the hypocrisy of the Interreligious Council. I was raped at 15. It just came out. And you know, when that comes out, you could just understand the media excitement and frenzy back home. So I didn't plan to speak. And all they wanted to know was who did it, what's the name of the person. So they tried. And I really had to find a way of dealing with, you know, how is this going to happen? And it was affecting me because now it came to the forefront. And unfortunately for me, and I mean unfortunately I don't know whether you can say unfortunate in a nice way, but I use the word unfortunately because when I spoke about my issue, the following year, 2017, is when we had the uprising of the Me Too movement coming. So I had just spoken, and I was really, really, really dealing with some level of trauma. I had just developed high blood pressure, and nobody knew where this was coming from. I didn't know either. I mean, from being very healthy, and I was put on high blood pressure medication. Then I came to do a course at NYU. And while there, every day on the television, I will hear, you know, and of course the Me Too movement. So I didn't have an escape, okay? I didn't know what to do, because it was every morning on the television, there was this man who, you know, there was this sexual harassment. So I just couldn't escape. And that's really, I mean, I could have failed my course at that university. Thankfully, you know, I had a lot of supporting, you know, I had supporting classmates. And I started really talking more about it. So I gained confidence. That whole Me Too gave me a boost. I felt like, okay, this was not just me. Okay, I don't need to be ashamed of it. So I started processing it. And then we doubled my efforts to find this man. And I found him on Facebook.
That's the Reverend.
Yes, I found him on Facebook. And I said, okay, fine. I reached out to him. I, you know, invited him. Because I really just wanted to know what and why, you know. And I wanted to tell. I just wanted to know, because what was it? Anyway, so that whole episode, in the end, just to cut that story short, he basically didn't engage much until the day when I said, "Well, I won't contact you anymore. You know why I was trying to contact you, but I just want you to know that you will be named as part of my story for my own healing, okay? Because what you have done, you need to own up to what you've done." So eventually, I'm sure you saw from my Facebook, I eventually named him last year. And after 3 years of really dealing with the whole stuff, you know, the trauma around, because everything came back to the forefront. So it was very difficult. But once I named him, you know, he first came on my page, on his own page and said I didn't do it. Then I had to sort of put some extra evidence out there. And I just said, you know what, if I am lying, you know, the court is out there. Please take me to court.
Take me to court.
Yes.
All right, powerful words there. So we take this quick break, and when we come back, we continue with the interview with our guest, Nansou Fofana.
Adele, Clarice, baby, baby, oh. I see you shy away when I come closer. You're too afraid for affection, affection, boy. There's nothing left to say. You already. Can you be my Superman? Mon amour pour toi, c'est du jamais vu, jamais vu. If you know me, no, now you know, say. I dream about you almost every day. Can't let go. Je pense à toi toute la journée, la nuit. C'est sérieux. Je ne pense à rien que les rêves d'amour, baby. Dans mes yeux, dans mon cœur, baby, tu es mon amour, boy. Now for day, you gonna know.
Watapas Gary, a beautiful tune there by Adele Clarice from Cameroon, the African beat on the Voice of America. Okay, now let's go back to our guest, Nansou Fofana.
So when I looked at that, I thought, okay, how do I contribute to ending the culture of rape in my own little way? Okay. And so I decided to use my 50th speaker series to go and speak to students in my country. I wanted to do 50 schools to share my personal story as a preventative strategy. So I don't want more 15, 16 year old girls, you know. And as I speak today, I'm 50. I was first raped at 15. 35 years later, the rape cases we have in Sierra Leone, the age, you know, the highest number, according to the Rainbow Initiative, which I'm a board member of, is between 11 and 15. So you could see why the latest figures show that 2,000 out of the 3,000 and I think 60 something cases, nearly 2,000 of those are girls aged between 11 and 15. So you could see that even to date, you know, that age range seems to be a high target group for perpetrators. So I wanted to take my story to share to these young people so they can ask me questions on what happened, what did I do, how did I do this, why didn't, for example, they normally would ask me, why didn't you tell your mother, why didn't you tell this, who did you tell, how did you manage this? I was there, okay? I am, and they don't expect somebody of my caliber, being a special advisor on gender to the president, to have been raped. The kids just can't make that up.
Can't make that up.
No. So I wanted, and I thought, well, I could write a book, and this and that. Of course, I'm going to write a book, but about my life and other things. But I wanted these kids to feel, okay, to see me. And so I started that program last year. And so that's what the 50th Speaker Series is about. It's about you know, beating rape, a survivor's story from powerless to powerful.
Wow.
So I go into schools, and both boys and girls. In fact, we've even done primary schools because we have babies being raped in our country today.
Yeah.
So, but I just share. I mean, it's like just opening yourself.
So
so I have
this reverend.
Yeah.
Has he ever come back to say, "I am sorry for what I did"?
He hasn't come back. I've had somebody. I don't want him. I am not. He's no longer an issue for me. I gave him an opportunity to do that for nearly a year. Okay, before I actually named him. So I named him 7 months after I notified him that I'll name him. This is a process.
Is he in Sierra Leone or is he here in the United?
No, he's in the UK.
Oh, okay. Because if he was here, we'll try to find out who he was, and then.
Well, his name is on my Facebook anyway. But for me, let me tell you, he occupied my life, and without me knowing, the damage even through my marriage, you know, and my detachment from sex and every other thing in my life. So I didn't know some of the, you know, the impact until now when I have processed what it was, and so. He's for me, the way I have dealt with my story is that I am not going to give him an extra power in my life. This is my story. Now, if you want to challenge my story, you take me to court. The money that I will take to take him to court, I want to be able to invest that money in actually protecting more girls by sharing my story. And that's what I am doing. And through that, I have reached 16 schools, 15 in Sierra Leone, and one in Ghana. Somebody saw what I was doing and they invited me in Ghana to go and share the story. I have reached 13,000 students, okay, so far. And somebody just said to me the other day, "We really like what you're doing, Nasu. We know you've been in London, you've not been feeling too well, but are you going to start the series?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "Fine, let me get a plan." An individual, and I am so proud he's Sierra Leonean. Okay, because I did not go to organizations to fund this. I wanted Sierra Leoneans like you, David, to say, "Nasu, please go to my school and speak to the students there. Here is, you know, my contribution." And I will, you know, do the logistics. I go, I don't get paid for it. I just go there. We have a conversation. You should see some of the videos.
Wow.
That these children, I mean, we cry, we talk, we sing. But it is so powerful. It is healing. And on top of that, because of the lack of services, psychological services, to deal with these issues, I know what I went through for 3 years. And opening up, because some of the children do come up and tell me, you know, what has happened. And we don't have the systems in place to actually support them. So when I leave those schools, I realize that, you know, the children are, you know, they might be struggling. So now as part of the program, and, you know, you could support that, is supporting a classroom, okay, is supporting a counseling room in 50 schools. So we've done the first one at the, you know, QRS, Queen of the Rosary School in Bow, to, you know, as a pilot, and the school is very happy. So we want to be able to do that. But even David, when I started this, just to know that, you know, I mean, people were asking, I got some people on social media, "Oh, they were boyfriend and girlfriend." I mean, all of that, it doesn't matter.
Remember this, it's African Beat. Bang, 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 gong, gong. Yeah, live and direct, David Vandy on VOA. So, Clint say that.
Oga, next for me. Mufupi ulomutali, ni mukazi. Opunzira, osapunzira, ni mukazi. Malinga chabe, ni ulangidwa.
Love and respect to all the women.
Run it.
Ogarix one, my younger brother. The music teacher is here. Get me as a teacher.
I just
Let's go back to our guest, Nansu Fofana.
But when I started speaking to the children, I remember I'd spoken to like 7 schools. And then I went to the city where I was, where my experiences happened. When I spoke to the girls' school, these 2 children came up to me and said, "Madam Nansu, You keep telling us about this, but why aren't you naming? You're telling us to come and tell you if somebody does this to you, to us. But you are not telling us who did this to you. That for me was an indictment. That was the point. And the following day, I was meant to go to my school where I was attending. My Methodist school in Kenema. I was going to actually do my talk there. So these 2 little girls, they must have been like 11 and 12, followed me after, you know, at the HRSS, the Holy Rosary School in Kenema, and asked me that question. I thought, that is it.
That is it.
So the following
because
day...
Because you cannot be telling them to come and tell you or tell somebody who did it to them, and you are not telling
them... You are not telling.
Nobody who did it to you.
Yeah, it was disingenuous. And when I saw, I couldn't sleep. I just felt like, what if these kids, you know, just... In fact, they said, is this a story? Is this a novel? You know, children, they just talk. And so since then, you know, I just spoke up. So that day, I was doing my show and I read the letter. What I did was I read the letter that I wrote to the Reverend. I read it and then I posted the letter on my Facebook. So that's why I'm doing the 50th Speaker Series.
Wow.
I think it's a great intervention. I believe that, you know, the content that is coming out of that could be used for so many things. I mean, it's so raw. And the beautiful thing, if you can permit me, because these things you don't do by yourself. You sometimes want to do things, but what people are also doing, the kind of support system that I got, okay, is really, for example, the car company that I used to go... Malaysian cars, you know. And then there was this young man, Nick Ashgill. I don't know if you know Nick Ashgill.
Yes.
Nick Ashgill is doing the videography. Nick said, you know, I just believe in the project that you're doing. I cannot give it to you for free, but I would drop my prices 50%. So really, all I need is that, you know, my little funds to go to the schools. But I'm finding out so many other things. So this is a lifetime dedication to sexual violence, to ending sexual violence. When this is done, David, when I say it's lifetime, it's not just... Because I have not just started this. In 2015, before I even spoke out, I had given a 5-acre land in my district where I was born to the women of Wanjama. It's a women's group. We want to build a women's village where we could have women who have gone through, you know, sexual violence as victims or survivors to actually, it's a place of solace where we could actually talk to each other. We could also have, you know, medical treatment, psychological treatment, and maybe, some way of, it's like a transitional home, you know. And I am praying that one day I can, you know, get the funds to be able to actualize this. You know, it's not easy. We don't have money as women. We don't. And those of us who don't believe in corruption, only can live on what we earn. So it's not easy, okay? But hopefully one day I will be able to, we will be able to build our women's village where...
And I pray I'll also be part of that to help that build.
Are part of it. So even though it's our village, we are not saying, you know, we want everybody to contribute.
Everybody should contribute to that.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Nansu. Well, this is the African Beat, and we're bringing this to you because we want to hear firsthand from this all-powerful woman. And Nansu, we want you to know that we love you.
Oh, I love you too.
We love you so much. And, you know, we care about what you care about and the way you carry yourself out there. You represent us well. You
Thank
represent.
You.
And you are a Sierra Leonean that we are proud of.
Thank you.
We know now it may be difficult, but I am sure you are on the right path.
Yeah.
And you will get to where you have to get to.
I think I have made. You see, David, we have to, even this opportunity today, I cannot sit here. I'm at the Voice of America studio, okay? This is a big platform. So we cannot say it's difficult. I think we need to be able to, you know, appreciate, acknowledge, and embrace every opportunity, because from one opportunity comes another opportunity. So I believe in challenges, and those challenges, I believe, are growth poles. And so I am not somebody who feels like, oh, I did not do that. No, you have to challenge yourself every time a challenge comes to get to the next level.
To get to the next level. That is so true.
Back you bad, left and go. Yeah, in love, make it go before. Back you bad. Left and go, gear and drive, make you go before. Love not so ya bad, love not so fast. If the man don't like you, like him, mama. Left and go, love not so ya bad, love not so fast. If the man don't like you, like him, mama. Left and go, picking, picking with love letter, roses and flowers, give you anything you want. Mami na power. Your body they won't go, they jealous you. The way that hits you.
Easy for no say they know it's true.
The way they kiss you. They say you not the one for round. You won't go bring your people and come.
Love Not to Yagba, the sound of Ija 2, beautiful music. I know you love to dance, Nansu. And so we want to thank our guest very much, Nansu Fofana, for those wonderful, wonderful words there. And the final segment of this interview will be on corruption. And that will be on the African Beat. So stay tuned and continue listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat. And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets. Wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
So number, eat that and cry water. Sweet don't turn sour. It go begin the ablest and malice you. When you talk now, na attitude. It they make like it not sabi you. For fans who love na sababu. Now na trouble every day. Love not so fast. If the man don't like you, like him, mama. Left and go. Love not so bad. Love not so fast. If the man don't like you, like him, mama. Left and go. Listen, that love not for nothing. If that bubble not be seen, my sister not stay for no reason. Left and go. Love not so bad.
This is